Moose Jaw will be inundated with hundreds of people wearing cowboy hats, shirts and boots as the Saskatchewan Barrel Racing Association, SBRA, holds their provincial finals in Moose Jaw this week. To be held in the Golden Mile Arena on the Moose Jaw Exhibition Grounds, 250 Thatcher Drive East, the four-day event starts Monday and will feature the province's best barrel racers until Thursday. We have 260 contestants exactly. That's just riders with horses. We have, the last time I checked, we had just over 400 horses, event organizer Nicole Hicks said. We are about 80 to 100 horses more this year than other years is what we figured out, Hicks said. Although not all will stay in hotels over the course of the four-day event, the number of riders, families, friends and fans should be noticeable in many of Moose Jaw's service sector businesses. Most of them will probably stay in trailers. I do know a handful of girls who have got hotel rooms, but the majority will be staying in the horse trailers, she said, adding that there would still be an economic impact in stores and local restaurants. The event is expected to draw approximately 500 to 700 visitors to Moose Jaw. PV Mart and Cowtown will be hit up lots, Hicks said, giving a couple of examples of stores who should be expecting a spike in business due to the event. Hicks didn't want to talk about the COVID-19 pandemic and the impact the restrictions had on the event for the last 2 years, but admitted removing the restrictions is key to this year's jump in riders and horses competing. I think people are kind of saying it is what it is, when it comes to higher fuel prices. You can't change it. I don't think people are going to stay at home with the fuel prices. I think it was more so because of COVID, Hicks said. Fuel prices for the rodeo people and barrel racers, yeah, it's tricky and hard to go down the road of fuel prices like that, but for the most part one don't think we're falling down much because of that, she said. With a large number of participants, both riders and horses, there's a lot to look forward to at this year's Saskatchewan Barrel Racing Finals. Hicks said they are going to try to put through 50 runs per hour over the 4 days, which means that if everything goes according to schedule, the event should end every day between 5 and 6 p.m., except on Thursday, which should be a short day. The event times are as follows. Monday, 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. practice runs, 3 p.m. youth and child, Tuesday, 8 a.m. start, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. finish. Wednesday, 8 a.m. start, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. finish. Thursday, 9 a.m. start, approximately noon finish. George Fowler, general manager for the Moose Jaw Exhibition Company, says he is happy with the increased numbers of riders and horses at this year's finals. The numbers look good for this year and we're taking in more people right now, but by tomorrow we'll know exactly what the numbers will turn out to be. But they look good, Fowler said. For Hicks, the organizers would like to see spectators. Check out the event. The event is free to attend. We have a full grandstand for people to come out and take a seat, she said. Food. One of the big things to look forward to this year is that there is a new concession operator in the Golden Mile Arena who will operate from breakfast before the event right up to supper, Hicks said. She said she already tried out a chicken wrap from the new concession operator and described the food as great. Hicks hoped people would support this new business in the arena. www.mjindependent.com